Essay 30. A Short History of the B3 Field. The B3 field was inferred in about November 1991, after I returned to Cornell Theory Center from a year at Zurich University working with George Wagner and Stanislav Kilic on the inverse Faraday effect. The B3 field is now the basis of several new technologies and has been used on the NASA space shuttle. These technologies were developed from B3 theory by Dr. Taishi Kurata, who had inferred in 1960 that the Einstein theory was incomplete due to lack of spin or torsion. The ECE theory now incorporates torsion into general relativity. More accurately, B3 was inferred looking out on new snow from the home of my first wife and myself, 77 Lois Lane, Ithaca. I often worked there during my stay at the Cornell Theory Center. Taishi Kurata and his colleagues have kindly named their research institute after B3 and have just opened a patented 10,000-ton diesel plant in Cordoba in Spain, producing clean-burning diesel from waste oil and olive oil using Kurata B3 technology. Their patent clean water technology, based on B3, was chosen for the NASA space shuttle and became famous. The concept of B3 was quickly accepted and published in Physica B in 1992 and 1993. By now, several other colleagues have developed theories similar to it, and it has been successfully incorporated in ECE theory via the spin connection. It was based from the outset on experimental data, the inverse Faraday effect, but was intended to produce a self-consistent theory of nonlinear optics. I was appointed a professor of physics at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, in 1992 on the basis of B3. My first wife and myself had to uproot ourselves from Cornell because I was not being paid by the Theory Center and IBM had decided to downgrade its presence there. Otherwise, we would have stayed at Cornell, to which we moved from IBM Kingston, New York State. The move to UNCC was a mistake because my colleagues there did not really understand the concept at all. It was Dr. Kurata who understood it. The B3 concept was also understood and accepted by leading theoreticians and experimentalists of the time, such as Mansell Davies, who told me that he had never seen anything that more deserved a Nobel Prize. However, he may have been biased, being my PhD supervisor from 1971 to 74. But he was a Nobel Prize advisor and well known to some great names in science, such as Peter Debye. Rarely did he let his scientific judgment be biased. As the source documents of that era show clearly, the B3 concept was also accepted by some of the greatest physicists of the 20th century, among them Jean-Pierre Vigier, Stanislav Kilic, and John Wheeler. These source documents are on www.aias.us and are constantly studied now around the world. So why were the Kurata B3 technologies never developed in the United States or in Europe? The blame for this must be put at the door of academic dogmatists whose terrible behavior is well known around the world. Most to blame, sadly enough, are David Buckingham and Lawrence Barron, who attacked B3 on the basis of their theory of complete experiment symmetry. Their behind-the-scene attacks caused a paper accepted in the Physical Review E to be withdrawn. Buckingham's continuous attacks unsettled the UNCC administration, who contrived false charges against me and forced me to resign in 1995. The UNCC administration has been widely condemned for many years and has completely ignored all the criticism. Attacks also came from Akhilesh Laktakia, who was recently warned by the police for cyberstalking. His mindless arrogance had been roundly condemned by terrible student assessments, which are publicly available. So the Western world was completely unable to understand the significance of B3 theory, and its university system deliberately did its best to stop my academic work and publication work. Since 1995, I've been left to work on my own without university support, and gradually formed a first-rate group of colleagues of the AIAS. The academic world has lost the high ground of intellectual leadership in science and has caused endless trouble. This is a diluted form of Stalinist purges or SS arrests in the 1930s. It is well known that Albert Einstein was about to be arrested before he quietly left for Britain and the United States. Even after being appointed to the Civil List in 2005, mainly for the discovery of B3, as is now clear, the University of Wales completely failed to give me any support, so all the initiative was lost. Despite this, I still hope that the Curata B3 technology will result in desperately needed jobs in Wales. The dogmatists, being fanatically negative, will go on denying that B3 exists, but it's hard to ignore a 10,000-ton diesel plant based on B3. Of course, we all know that Trevithick's steam engine of 1801 was pulled by invisible horses. The engine never really existed. Curata summed up this familiar Luddite mentality by writing that if he had listened to the negative type of academic of his era, he would have been delayed for 100 years.